Haines police make an arrest in a recent burglary case, and the Skagway Assembly continues a discussion about hiring a port director. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Haines police made an arrest last week in connection with a home burglary from the same day. 23-year-old Dalton Huston was arrested at the Eagle Nest Motel and charged with felony burglary Wednesday. Police say a juvenile was also charged. Word of a burglary began spreading and was addressed by Police Chief Bill Musser on the Haines Police Facebook page on Wednesday. He wrote the department began receiving questions about an armed robbery on Comstock Road, although the department hadn't received any reports of such an incident. Musser wrote that officers responded to the neighborhood and talked with residents and discovered a burglary had occurred earlier that morning. The homeowner had not contacted police, but told family members about it, and word had traveled from there. According to court documents, when contacted by police, the homeowner told police she woke up to discover two people in her kitchen. They allegedly broke in through plastic covering a window. She reported a cell phone and her wallet with more than $100 cash was stolen. Officers discovered one neighbor had caught the alleged burglary on tape, and police tracked down Huston at the motel to interview him. He was arrested and charged with felony burglary and two misdemeanors, theft and contributing to the delinquency of a minor for the juvenile's role in the burglary. The youth's case is being dealt with by juvenile authorities in Juneau. Huston is being held on $5,000 bail while his case goes before the grand jury in Juneau. Huston has two other open cases with the court system stemming from incidents in Haines this fall. He's charged with shooting a sow and two cubs out of season. The bears were on the property where Huston was staying in September, but state troopers allege Huston tracked the animals into the woods to shoot them. He is also facing charges of felony theft after allegedly stealing an ATV in October. The Skagway Assembly met last week before Thanksgiving and again postponed a discussion about creating a new port director position at the municipality. Port Commission Chair Tim Borsey spoke about the creation of the job, saying the town is in a transition period in regard to its port facilities, with leases being drafted and projects like the Gateway Project on the horizon.
We're talking about things that affect the community for the next 35 years. And so, you know, the port director, the port development director, the port governance, these leases, you know, this is a watershed moment in the history of Skagway, and we've got to get it right.
The Assembly decided to postpone the item until the Assembly and Port Commission can meet together to discuss the new position and finalize a job description and duties further. Assemblymember Gary Hansen also let the Assembly know that the Senior Ad Hoc Committee, of which he is liaison to, has decided to cut ties with an architect that was designing a new senior center. Hansen said Northwind Architects have not been receptive to the committee's feedback about a design. He said the committee is moving forward with a Rasmussen Foundation pre-development grant, which will put the committee in touch with a new architect. Hansen said the Public Safety Commission, which he chairs, is also moving ahead with a conceptual design for a new public safety facility. Assemblyman Steve Burnham said the Public Works Committee worked on garbage collection, enforcement, and bear issues and forwarded recommendations to staff to work on. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan updated the Assembly on his committee and said the Parks and Rec Committee is working to identify established trails to help with discussions about the trapping ordinance. He said the Planning and Zoning Commission plans to work on standards for employee housing in town. The Assembly did not vote on whether to add another $1 million to the Skagway Rec Center addition project. There was a recent cost increase for the project, doubling it to $2 million. But the Assembly referred the issue to the Finance Committee to discuss if the funding is available. Mayor Mark Schaefer noted the architect on the project is the same one just dismissed by the Senior Ad Hoc Committee on the Senior Center project. The Assembly indicated design work should halt for now until the Finance Committee takes up the issue of the increased costs. The Skagway Assembly meets again this week on Thursday. The Haynesboro School District meets Tuesday and will appoint two board members. Five people submitted letters of interest for the two open seats. Brenda Josephson chose not to run for re-election in October, and no one else chose to run for her seat. A second seat is vacant after board member Scott Doddridge resigned recently. However, Josephson is still being allowed to serve on the board, according to Borough Clerk Julie Causey, until new members are appointed Tuesday. Josephson will be able to participate in the vote, which will take place after the board interviews the five people interested in the position. They are Kathleen Fitzwilliam, a licensed clinical social worker with Lynn Cannell Counseling, Dorothea Owens, a former teacher and court-appointed special advocate for children volunteer, Patrick Shellcross, a service coordinator with Reach Incorporated, Michael Wilson, a retired teacher and principal, and Tiffany DeWitt, a case manager with Lynn Cannell Counseling. School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri said the appointment process will likely work as it has in years past. The board will interview each applicant during the public meeting. The board can then vote to go into a closed-door session to discuss the candidates, or they can remain in the public meeting to deliberate. They must vote on their appointment in public session. After the appointments, the new members will be sworn in, and the board will also vote to appoint officers. The Haines School Board meeting begins at 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. It was a relatively quick season for Southeast Alaska sea cucumber divers. The season closed in mid-November after the fleet landed a little more than 1 million pounds of the seafood delicacy. Meanwhile, it looks like diving for gooey duck clams might not be over so quickly. Joe Vicnicki reports.
By mid-November, divers had reached or nearly reached guideline harvest levels in all 17 different areas of the region that were open for fishing. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, a Ketchikan-based industry group.
I didn't hear any problems out on the grounds. Our quota was just a little over 1 million pounds, which is down quite a bit from some of the levels we've seen in the past few years. So the season lasted approximately 6 or 7 weeks, which is a fast season.
With larger guideline harvest levels in the past, the season has typically remained open past Thanksgiving and into December. Doherty expects the price to wind up somewhere around $4 to $4.50 a pound this year. That's in line with the price from the last few years and would put the value of the fishery around $4 million at the docks. To compare, last year's harvest hit 1.5 million pounds, and at nearly $4 a pound, it was worth over $6 million at the docks. Number of divers participating has stayed just below 200 for the past decade, and divers have earned an average around $30,000 in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, another dive fishery that also opened this fall won't be over quite as quickly. Around half the 750,000-pound guideline harvest level for gooey duck clams has been harvested, but Doherty says divers will be slowing down their harvest in the colder months. Divers have decided to cut the length of Thursday openings from 6 hours to 3 hours.
So we're really slowed down the harvest of gooey ducks, trying to meet the demands of the market. It's a live market animal, and if we put too many gooey ducks on the market at one time, along with what Washington State and British Columbia are doing, then the price goes down. So we've slowed down our harvest. The season's going to last for a while.
Divers did not fish on Thanksgiving Thursday, but plan to go back to work in December. The price for gooey duck clams has ranged between $4 to $6 a pound in the early season. Last year, the fleet landed over 500,000 pounds of the clams, averaging nearly $8 a pound. That made last year's fishery worth over $4 million at the docks. And for the past few years, just under 70 divers have made gooey duck clam landings. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Huna and its Village Native Corporation are moving ahead with plans to build a cruise ship pier near town. A partnership called the Huna Cruise Ship Dock Company awarded the $34 million design and construction contract last week. It goes to Anchorage-based Turnagain Marine Construction. The dock company is made up of Huna's municipal government, the Huna Totem Corporation, and the state of Alaska, according to a corporate press release. Huna Totem owns and operates the Icy Strait Point tourist attraction, which includes a renovated cannery, a zip line, tours, and gift shops. Cruise ships have anchored nearby, and passengers have been shuttled to the attraction on small boats. Construction of the 400-foot floating pier is scheduled to begin by spring. Completion is set for the end of August. The project has been controversial. Former city leaders and Huna Totem fought over its location, delaying construction and almost losing state funding. Hoonah is 50 miles west of Juneau and about 20 miles south of Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. We had reports tonight from Ed Schoenfeld and Joe Vicnicki. Thanks for joining us for your local news tonight. We appreciate your support.